that's a male there with the dark red ring, dark black ring.
That was the word for my finger. It's so naughty.
If you go to Kensington Gardens in London, through the Marlborough Gate, walking to the left of the Italian fountains between 9 and 9.30 every morning, you'll find William the Birdman.
Are those your birds?
He draws a bit of a crowd.
Wow.
Do I want to feed them?
You want to feed them?
Yeah.
He is covered in bright green, rose-necked parakeets. They perch on his head, shoulders and arms when their red beaks aren't pecking at the sunflower seeds he offers them in his cupped hands. But what are parakeets doing in a London park?
There's many origin stories. Two base ones. When the little Humphrey Bogart filmed that scene?
Yeah.
Well, that was filmed out in West London, and they say that they were set dressing, and they let them go after the film was finished. So that is one origin story. The other origin story, which is true, because I've seen the newspaper clippings, is that Jimi Hendrix in the mid-60s released two in Carmody Street as a sort of token of peace or something.
Wow.
Now that is definitely true because the newspaper cuttings exist. But there's other things that say that sailors brought them to escape. There was a big storm and they got out of the zoo and things. But
whether it was sailors or a Humphrey Bogart film or Jimi Hendrix that brought these incongruously bright birds to grey London town, I suppose we'll never know. But as I chat to the softly spoken Scottishman far away from his home, it makes me think how birds are free to fly from one place to another.
Like pigeons, you never see a small pigeon, so you can't tell if they're very young or not.
Right.
From Hyde Park, I walk down Edgware Road, flourishing with a Lebanese diaspora who settled here in London as a result of the Civil War in the 70s. When I get to Marble Arch, one of the latest migrant populations to come to London congregate, Romanians gather together there to discuss who will work where that day. They sleep in the park like the birds. But as I hear the music of one woman sat on the street, wrapped in a brightly coloured scarf, I have hope that one day humans can be as free as birds to fly across borders, wherever their outstretched wings will take them.